people.
Don't you know?
Places.
Don't you know?
Events.
Don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present...
Don't you know?
Today is Memorial Day. So happy Memorial Day. Many people have the day off work today, and many will be spending time with friends and family. Some of you will be grilling out in the backyard, or maybe you're spending time in your favorite park or lake or river. Whatever the case may be, happy Memorial Day. But what does that mean? What is Memorial Day all about? Because it's about more than just a three-day weekend. Memorial Day is a special day set aside to remember and honor the brave men and women who have fought and died serving their country. It is a time of reflection and remembrance for those that have given the ultimate sacrifice. I wanted today's show to be something a little different, something special. I wanted to talk to some veterans and get the perspective of those who fought beside the brave men and women that today is meant to honor. But a funny thing happened when I started asking questions. Everyone said the same thing. You need to talk to Lefty, Lefty Lee. He's your guy, they said. He's like a walking history book, they said. It felt like they were saying, find Lefty and you'll find the perspective you're looking for. So I found Lefty. It took a few days of phone calls and asking around, but I found him. We sat down at the local American Legion here in Winona one afternoon last week. It was a pleasure speaking with Lefty, and I hope that you enjoy our conversation as much as I did. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Lefty Lee on a special Memorial Day edition of Don't You Know.
I enlisted in the Marine Corps right out of high school in 1942. Graduated in June of 42 and enlisted in July. Of course, previous to that, of course, we had Pearl Harbor in December of 41. And many of my classmates enlisted right away, right after December. But my mother wouldn't sign for me because she says, you finish high school first. So I went through June, then in July, enlisted in the Marine Corps.
Lefty wasted no time in telling me the story of his service and experience in World War II. And as Lefty will later put it, that's it in a nutshell. So here's Lefty's story, in his own words, in a nutshell.
And I did my boot camp training in San Diego. Okay. Did my extended training out to Camp Elliott, a little camp out of San Diego, just a few miles. And then some extended training in Camp Pendleton up the coast from San Diego. And then I shipped out at San Diego in, I'm trying to think, I think it was late 42, December 42, around there. Shipped out for the Pacific and to New Zealand. The 3rd Marine Division was already there in New Zealand, and so I joined them there, and we did a more extensive training there. And then we sailed north and relieved the 1st Marine Division on Guadalcanal. The 1st Marine Division had landed there the previous August. In fact, it was August 7th, 1942. The Marine Division, 1st Marine Division, landed on the Guadalcanal. And so we took over then about in the latter part of 42. It had to be first part of 43. I'm sorry, I might get some of the dates wrong. But sure. So we stayed on the canal, and the canal was pretty much secure. The 1st Marine Division had security quite well. Henderson Field was operational, and so our main objective was mopping up, cleaning up pockets of resistance, and there were still Japanese that were pretty adamant about staying alive. And so from then on, from that whole year until November, we were mopping up on Guadalcanal. It was pretty much, I would say, there were some harrowing times, but my God, it was a pretty good experience for me, and it was pretty good training to really meet with a real enemy on that basis in Guadalcanal. But then we hit Bougainville in November of 43, and Bougainville is in the northern Solomons, Guadalcanal in the southern Solomons, and Bougainville is a small island in the north, and MacArthur wanted an airfield close to New Guinea for the eventual invasion of New Guinea. And so we were there from November 1st until November, December, about the middle of January, about the 10th of January, I think, of 44, we pulled back to the Guadalcanal. And we secured an airfield up there. We never did take the whole island, set up a perimeter defense around the airfield, and then we went back to Guadalcanal. in an Army outfit. AmeriCal Division took over from us, and we went back to Guadalcanal to get reserves for our next operation, which was up in the Marianas. And we stayed in the canal until June of 44, and then we sailed. In fact, we were aboard ship on June 6th, 1944, when the invasion of D-Day in Europe was announced over the ship. And so we headed north in June, and we were backup, floating reserve for the invasion of Saipan. But they didn't need us, so we just stayed afloat out there, and we sailed back to the Marshalls and picked up some reserves, and then we hit Guam on the 21st of July of 1944, 21st of July. And we were on Guam then. I was wounded on Guam the first time, and it was a wound, a chest wound. But I was able to join my outfit soon afterwards and continued on with the operation of Guam. And we stayed in Guam then and secured the island. And Guam is a beautiful island. And I really enjoyed the stay there, even if it was sort of hectic sometimes. But then we stayed on Guam then from July on through till the February of 45. We sailed for Iwo Jima, and we hit Iwo Jima on the 19th of February, 1945. And I went ashore with, we were in floating reserve for that also. There were three divisions, 3rd, 4th, and 5th Marine Divisions. The 4th and 5th landed the initial landing, and we came in a day later. And so then we moved in and took over some of the lines and proceeded to secure Iwo. Saw the flag raising.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was wounded the second time on Iwo.
Oh, wow.
And I was evacuated, and I was a little confused in the time element there because the days and nights were hectic. Since then, I've tried to figure, I don't think I had 5 hours sleep all the time I was there. It was one of those times where you're all hyped up, you know, and I came back to the States. First got back to Saipan, in the hospital there. I stayed a few days. Then went back to Pearl Harbor on the hospital ship, and Pearl Harbor hospitals were all full, so we headed for the States. So on March 25th, 1945, I sailed under the Golden Gate Bridge and went to a hospital in San Francisco. And then later on, they shipped me north to the hospital in Corvallis, Oregon. And I was there for about a month and spent Easter of that 45 there in Corvallis. And then they shipped me to Great Lakes Naval Hospital in Chicago. And I stayed there until September of 45, and that's when I was discharged, September 1945.
Okay.
So then came home, and that fall enlisted or enrolled in college. And I was in college about 3 years, having a tough time trying to get back to be normal, you know.
Right.
And I got married in the meantime. I had a youngster. And 3 years is about all I could do. And I just figured I had to get a job, had a family. So openings came in the local post office, civil service jobs. I think there were 5 openings, if I remember correctly. And there were 80-some veterans took the test, civil service test, and they had 5 openings, and I was number 3 on the list, so I got work in the post office. I worked in the post office for 34 years. I did most of it in accounting in the bookkeeping department, taking care of the records, stamps, payroll, maintenance. And while I was in the post office, I'd go back to college and pick up credits, and I retired in 1979 from the post office. At the same time, I got my teaching degree at the college.
Nice.
And so then I was a teacher for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
So in 1994, I finally quit everything, and so since then, it's been sort of a relaxing time with my my children. Yeah. So,
and you deserve it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So that's in a nutshell.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite a history lesson I just got there. Wow. I mean, you know, and thank you for your service. As a young man, you went through a lot of stuff that, you know, young men today can't even imagine, you know.
In those times, you know, it was just sort of natural. In fact, I still remember when the kids wanted to, when they enlist, you know, they were just gung-ho, you know, and it was just a thing to do. It was just our feeling, and some of the fellows they still associate with, they still have the same feelings, which I think is really great.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you about that. Like, throughout your life, did you stay in touch with a lot of the guys that you served with?
We have a local Hiawatha Valley Marine organization, and it's been dwindled down. Right after the war, we got it started, and we had probably 50, 60 members, and now it's down to maybe 20, 30. And we have monthly meetings here at the Legion, and 12, 15 show up, you know, and most of them are younger Vietnam people and from the war in the East. And in fact, I think I'm the only one in World War II and that still belong to that outfit. But I try to stay active. Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking of which, you know, you had mentioned to me earlier that you used to take care of the flags down at the Veterans Memorial Park.
Real active with our Memorial Park. In fact, I was in on the original beginning of the park in 1996, I think we started that. And so I've been real active with that. But now it's getting a little bit hectic. I'm 95, and it's a little bit strenuous raising and lowering those flags all the time. So the younger group is taking over.
Right. Well, and speaking of your age, you have a birthday coming up or just passed this Sunday.
Coming up this Sunday, yeah, here at the Legion, 1-4. And, I assume my kids are in charge. I mean, they insisted that, Dad, you've got to have a birthday party. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun afternoon.
Yeah, well, happy birthday.
Yeah, good. You're invited.
Thank you. And, you know, I mean, one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, I wanted to talk to some vets, and everyone, like I said, everyone had told me, you got to talk to Lefty. You know, he's the guy. So, and, you know, Memorial Day, a lot of people, they have the day off work, they grill out, they do stuff with family, you know. But, you know, I wanted to do this show just because I wanted to people to think about what Memorial Day means and what it's for, you know. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of what it means to you?
Well, it's always been a day, you know, it's the end of May, and winter is over with, and everybody sort of goes down to the park and just gets a little nostalgic. And in fact, my whole family, 2015, my whole family went back to Iwo Jima on a visit, 70th anniversary of the Battle of Iwo Jima. And so that my daughter gave the talk down at Memorial Day that next summer or the next May on our trip, and which was pretty neat. And and it's sort of been a family thing every year. In fact, this deal now on the Sunday, they'll be down for my birthday, and of course then they'll all be here for Memorial Day too. And I have two sons, one's in Bismarck and the other's in Durango, Colorado. They are both in the Marine Corps. And they're really gung-ho, and my two daughters, and so there'll be four of us down there for that day, yeah.
So it's kind of a proud family tradition, then.
It is, yeah, it really is, yeah. It's always been that way, yeah.
Cool. So, you know, and the Veterans Memorial Park, it's a beautiful park. Yes. I'm glad we have that. You know, why do you think it's so important that we remember and that we have those kinds of spaces?
No, there's histories. If you don't remember it, you have to keep thinking about not only yourself, but what happened before you, even the World War I, you know. And it's sort of a tradition, and hopefully it'll continue. Yep.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure meeting you and a pleasure talking with you. So I'm here with Lefty Lee down at the American Legion, and we just want everyone to remember what Memorial Day is about and what it's for. Thank you so much for joining us today, Lefty.
I enjoyed it. Thank you so much. Yep.
A very special thank you to Lefty Lee for joining us today on Don't You Know. I would also like to thank all veterans and the brave men and women who currently serve as well. We thank you for your service. So happy Memorial Day. Enjoy it. Spend time with friends and family and cherish this time together. And remember those that have given their lives in the name of freedom. And if you see Lefty, be sure to wish him a happy birthday. He turned 95 on Sunday. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and this has been a special Memorial Day edition of Don't You Know with Lefty Lee.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.